All right, take that deep breath through your heart. Yeah. Don't you love change? Not everybody seemed excited about that when. There is a teaching that I've been exploring for a long time. And part of that is the understanding that within this, there is a picture of a magnificent experience of consciousness. And yet, as I work with the teaching, I realize it's not a truth. It's more like one of those things that points in a direction of understanding. That teaching has been that we only really have what we've given away. We only really have what we've given away. Now, I know that that's not a truth because I have things that I have not given away. You know, there are things that have become a part of me in my life and mine that I really haven't shared or extended to others. And yet, they're precious and they're part of my experience. So again, I know that this isn't a truth, but there is truth within this understanding. Somewhere in this giving, we are involved in an experience of creation, an experience that includes us, even though it may involve giving something beyond our immediate experience. A woman who was a wait person shared the experience of taking care of a table of people, fairly large table, and in bringing in their orders, there was a mistake on one of them, so she went back and corrected it. But the people's response to her was interesting. They were just quite rude, you know. They were very critical, and as they went on through the meal and things came out, there were no more errors, but there was this kind of very negative attitude and statement towards her. And at the end of the meal, she opened the little thing where people had, you know, signed the card and all, and there were, where it said tip, there was a zero. And there was a note, maybe you'll get it right next time. What was the consciousness that was created? Consciousness of rejection, exclusion, separation. Consciousness of diminishment. The woman shared that she was quite hurt by that, and had a number of wait persons in my family. I'm aware of when you do a big table and you get nothing for it, that's a big impact on what you were there working for all evening. And, you know, and that's very hurtful. There were a couple businessmen that had been at the at a table beside the big one, and she had been taken care of them too, and so they would have been there and heard the comments of the people and seen what was going on. And they left a few minutes after the big table did, and she went over and picked up their little folder and looked at it, and there was a note there where it said tip, and the note was, don't let anyone take away that beautiful smile. And there was $100. That's a creation too. What consciousness did that create? Inclusion, connection, value, meaningfulness. in what we give at every level. Our words, and certainly very important for that person, the experience of the financial generosity as well, was a part, it becomes a part of something that causes a creation of consciousness. A consciousness that as we create it, it is a part of us. And it's my understanding as we do this spiritual growth, that part of what happens to this unfolding soul that we are is that we make a journey from this brilliant mind that is here with, that we get to work with in this human experience. And as we grow into that mind, it tells us about the world around us, but it defines us as separate. And it shows us the world as separate, and it looks like we have what we get from there, because that's how the mind interprets and understands the world. But I believe what happens for us as spiritual beings is we make another journey. From that place, we make a journey step by step and into a greater experience of our hearts. And in our hearts, we began to perceive differently. We began to see connection and oneness. And we begin to see that what is really the experience that is ours is the experience that we give. And I think that giving so natural to us. I love the mother who shared about taking her little boy to school. And the little boy was 6 years old, and he was at that point where, you know, kids are, he was working on reading. So, you know, they were reading signs, or mom was reading the signs, and he was then reading the signs. And so they went along, and they actually went by a homeless lady who was there, and she had a sign. And her sign was, "Need help, I'm hungry." And so when he pointed to that, the mother read the sign, and he acknowledged the sign, and then he stopped. And he opened his lunchbox, and he took out half his sandwich and took it over and gave it to the lady. And she just looked at him, so appreciative, "Thank you." Took a bite of that sandwich, the little boy went back, closed up his lunchbox, got his mom's hand, and went right on to school. But I think how natural that was for that little boy to do that. That's not surprising. He understood. But he hadn't grown into figuring it all out yet from up here. And how in the spiritual self we journey back and we begin to connect back into that deeper self that sometimes in the children we see access to that beautiful wisdom and understanding. So in my growth, I have come to treasure the experience of generosity. And if you'll indulge me just a little bit, I'm going to share with you a little bit of why that is, how that understanding came to me. And I have touched it a little bit before, just a few times in my many years here, but never quite this way. There was a time in my journey, there was a time in my growth when my memory of past experiences in the earth opened up. And I remembered many what I understand as prior incarnations. Now, time out just for a moment. This isn't about reincarnation. You don't need to believe in it or not believe in it or even care about it. There's many ways to explain my experiences away. No, I was not smoking anything, and I was not hypnotized, and no one suggested, but there's the DNA memory and all sorts of things that, you know, collective consciousness. So if you're not comfortable with that, just throw it out. But my experience was remembering a lifetime in which I was a war leader. And as such, I was tremendously effective in the spread of human misery. And it was back in that time of civilization where our instruments were horses and swords, and so the creation of suffering was very up close and personal. Following that lifetime, I remember many experiences of suffering. I was often the young man at the front of somebody else's army up there to be slain. There were a number of lifetimes as a woman in which I experienced abuse, rape, death. There were memories of being a child, abused, abandoned, and starving to death. I am aware that in those experiences, I never experienced the full weight of the suffering that I had given. And I never experienced anything that I had not created for another. In those experiences, there were constantly those who expressed kindness and care, who did what they could for that being in the world that I lived in at that time. The change within that pattern of life came when I began to follow the way of life that helped the most, and that was by giving. It was people's generosity that eased my pain. It was their kindness that helped to take away the fear that I lived in. In that, the place through those lives that I found the most beautiful meaning was from those who had entered into the relationship to their spiritual selves. For there was an upliftment, there was a blessing, there was a generosity that touched me again and again, and was what drew me into beginning to discover and find out what this being is. The more I learned to give, the more wholeness began to appear in my life experiences. There is a consciousness that I know was created over time. Just as there was a consciousness of suffering, so in that growth, because others reached out and helped me in that, that began to change. And there's a saying that I know we're all pretty familiar with. That one where if you give a man a fish, you feed him for a day. If you teach a man to fish, you feed him for a lifetime. that's nice, but it is completely incomplete. It suggests that our level of attainment is to teach people that what is important is themselves. I believe there's more to it. Because it's true as far as it goes. If you give a man a fish, that's all he has for that day. If you do teach that man to fish, then he will be fed for a lifetime. But if you teach that fisherman to love, he will feed his village. Because love calls us beyond ourselves. And our value is no longer in what I get and my needs, but it becomes in what I can give and in whose lives I can touch. If you teach a man to love, he will feed his village. And if you teach that village to love, they will feed the world. And that's what we're doing here, isn't it? States of consciousness created by giving. What I realized as I worked with that teaching was that the only way to really gain the understanding was to experience it. Okay? So I'd like to invite you to join me in my exploration. Okay, would you be willing this next week to kind of make it a generosity experiment?
Yes.
Okay, ready to do that? Maybe do that thing where every day, at least one time, do you find yourself giving generously? Now, first of all, I know you guys. I mean, you are generous beings. I know that. And there's always more. One of the things that I saw, it was part of our consciousness creating together. But in the experience that we had a little earlier in the year, where the people who are, you know, your board and all who take care of our community, recognize that we'd been having less than enough every month, and the result was we were getting far behind. And the decision that the board and the staff and the ministers made to address it by expanding our own consciousness of generosity by giving more. And then sharing that and inviting those who wanted to join us in that. And just as a result of that, these last months, we have had more than enough to meet the expenses for each month. And that's because there is a true consciousness of generosity here. And I hold, and I ask you to hold with me, that we continue in that way to where by the end of the year we will be at the place where for that whole year's expenses we will have had more than enough. And that's a consciousness growth that I know we can do that. In experimenting, the original experience that I had through those lives, and I'm sure it ends up being why I end up choosing this role in this life, is that there is a different level of creation in spiritual giving. A different level of consciousness that is there. And it's the way that I experienced it through those lives was, it's almost like there's something great here, that an energy that then flows down through people. It's as though it opens the consciousness of people and it flows deeper and deeper into the needs of life. So one of the practices and experiments of my life has been to understand that and to touch that. And we really got into the experiment I'm talking about today when we were going through that collective experience, and Catherine's response was, well, that means we got to give more. And part of that, or actually it was, we need to be more generous. And part of that understanding was if there was a lack appearing in our lives, there was a lack within our own consciousness. And the way that we address that is by greater giving. So there's so many things when we really experiment with giving, with generosity, that touch us. So what I'd like to do is I'd like to suggest that we look in every day of the week. Just do something that's more generous than you would regularly do, consciously. And be aware. What does that feel like? What is my sense of what's created? Now, I know there's a lot of it you'll never know what happens. But be aware within you and what you sense and feel. And then one time during the week, express outrageous generosity. Okay? Outrageous generosity. You'll know what that is when the time comes. Okay. I mean, there's giving a little more, there's that, and then there's outrageous. Okay? Doesn't make sense to you or anybody else. And if it doesn't make sense to me, that's about the time when we're beginning to take a hold of spiritual power. So that means from here on, you shouldn't believe anything that I say. Okay. So each week, a little bit more. Okay. Each day. And then once, outrageous generosity. You want to do that with me? Okay. Now, in keeping that, what I've been doing to just keep myself aware and attuned to that has been the affirmation, joyously and generously, God's abundance flows through me. Joyously and generously, God's abundance flows through me. Again, joyously and generously, God's abundance flows through me. Doesn't that feel good?
Yes.
Yeah, one more. Joyously and generously, God's abundance flows through me. It does through you. And it's a kick. Bless you.